This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've been doing a quick series on first jobs the past couple of weeks, and some of them are exactly what you would think a first job would be. Fry cook at a fast food chain, sales associate someplace, or maybe a telemarketer or something. I don't know. Some first jobs, though, are anything but typical.
My name is Natasha Best, and my first job was a hot dogger, also known as a Wienermobile driver.
My hot dog has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
The biggest, most exciting piece of it was, of course, the fact that I was going to be touring the country. So it was a giant road trip. We spanned and crisscrossed back and forth the Midwestern section of the country. It's pretty easy to drive, and it has a really good turning radius. The inside is just so much fun. The floor is red like ketchup, and it has a squiggle of mustard going down the center of it. The ceiling, it looks like the sky, so it's blue and white with big fluffy clouds. And overall, it's just a happy place. We hand out wiener whistles, which is a little takeaway. It's a whistle in the shape of the Wienermobile, and it's been around for years and years and years. Some people have wiener whistles dating back to the 50s and 60s. We would park somewhere, and we would just get inundated. People wanting to see the inside of it, look at it. But then I'd even have people come up to me and ask for my autograph or ask to take a photo with me. They just loved it. I got to understand how our country lives, who they are, what our true culture is. That, to me, was the most valuable piece of my experience. If they see it or they hear it, they get a smile on their face, and that's the point.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love.
You're welcome for that earworm. It's going to be with you all afternoon. Natasha's adventures in the Wienermobile were featured in the book First Jobs, which was edited by Merritt Watts. Today, by the way, Natasha works at a PR firm in New York City.